at this number with any questions regarding Clint. Do not.
Hello, my name is Angela, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. And let me ask you a question. If you are getting phone calls or there's misinformation being given, who do you have like a supervisor person you contact and talk with, or is everybody an independent worker for the state of Alabama?
Do you have someone that you report to?
Let me ask that.
Well, we do the schedule. Well, this is, are they going to be scheduling for the vaccine or?
Ma'am, here's the thing. Let me explain something. On the Alabama Department of Health, okay, it says to contact this number for, this is public, Alabama Department of Public Health Vaccination Clinic. There's a vaccination clinic scheduled today at OWA in Baldwin County.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the number it says call if you have any questions regarding it. When I call this number, everybody I talk to at this number does exactly what you're doing, and that wants to schedule me to go get tested, which is not what the website says. So I'm trying to find out who you can transfer me to, who can send me to the right place, because the 855 number that y'all have been given that says, oh, send them here if they're calling about vaccination, all that does, all they do is take your phone number and your email address and register you. That's right. But I am calling about a scheduled and published and advertised clinic today. And on the website for that advertised clinic, it says call this number to you. So I'm telling you that somebody there needs to be someone above you guys who can explain to me why I'm calling about the particular situation that I and it tells me not to call the OWA site directly because they won't have any information. It says to call you guys.
Let's have the zip code to the site. Well, may I have the zip code to the site that you're trying to, the OLA?
36535.
All right. 36535. One moment, sir.
That's fine. I appreciate you helping. Nobody else has offered to do anything more, so thank you.
I'm going to try to locate that particular site.
Well, here's the thing. If you go to alabamapublichealth.gov,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it literally says, it says here, this is for the COVID vaccination clinic at OWA, and it says to call this 800-270-7268 number. And it says they're going to operate from 9 to 3. And anyway, it's just frustrating.
Well, yes, sir. What I'm going to do? Do they have a number to them? That's what I'm trying to. I'm currently trying to find the number.
The only number given is yours. It doesn't. It specifically says do not call OWA.
And they don't give you a number for it.
Yep, they say to call this 800 number with any questions regarding this clinic, any information for this clinic. So we don't know what to do.
Now you pull up for the vaccine, it shows that it's going to be at the Publix pharmacy. And that in the 36535 zip code. Where they're giving out in the Publix pharmacy. No, that's good.
Does it say that that's the drive-through clinic?
No, it doesn't. It says Baldwin County COVID Vaccination Clinic Expanded OWA. That's OWA, correct?
Correct.
All right, let me pull that up online. dates include 5 in February and 2 or more in March.
And today is one of the days that it's available.
Yes, it's available today from 9 to 3 p.m.
Correct.
If you're on that website, if you go to scroll down to the bottom of the second paragraph, it has a map there. It's the Alabama Public Health.
I got that. We've been there.
We're calling because we are trying to confirm that we arrived at the site and an officer directing traffic told us that it was only for second vaccinations today. And we are trying to confirm before we leave and give up that's correct. And so we were trying to contact the Department of Public Health so that we could understand if we could confirm that.
And the number they give to call is you.
All right. That's most likely the case if the officer gave you that information. It's going to be the second vaccine. They're working on that they're in discussions on just giving out just the second vaccine before they vaccinate others. But right now, yeah, that would be the case if they're advising you.
Say that. Just the frustration is on the side. It says completely different.
So we've scheduled, take it off, made sure that we're over here for this. So anyway, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault. We just wanted to confirm before we get up.
Well, let me call. I'll just call.
Did you do the pre-registration to be contacted?
When we realized that this was not, that there was a conflict with this, we called and we got on the registration list for that. So that's all we can do at this point.
It does have it here. It says for those who have already received the first dose of vaccine, an allotment of vaccine was set aside for the second dose. That's what I'm reading on that website.
Yes, but it also says that it's available. It doesn't say that this clinic is only for second vaccination. It's just giving you information if you're coming for the second vaccination.
Apparently they're
okay.
All right, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling.